How do you feel like Ireland is doing now? I mean, you kind of go through your rich technological explosion period there in the 80s, and toward the end there's the crash kind of cutting into you big time. And where's Ireland at now?
Well, it's getting back in its feet, it's definitely doing okay, but now that with the Brexit thing looming over its head, that's another threat to probably the Irish economy and stuff, But I think the country has moved on, from the era of, after we got independence, the Republic of Ireland was born after when we got the Free State. I think Ireland was repressed then by the Catholic Church then for 80 years, But I think now I'm delighted to see that Ireland now is one of the most liberal countries now in the world, and forward-thinking and, they were the first ones, as you said, they were the first ones to bring in the smoking ban, but they were the first ones to bring in the gay rights marriage thing, So it is a country that is full of promise and equality and maybe the leading light for the world, to follow. So that's the way I'd like to think Ireland should progress.
Well, that's the kind of leadership that we could use more of in this world. I'm afraid that the U.S. is not pulling in that direction right now, given our current leadership. And
Yeah, I know.
I don't think politics are the highest thing that we can talk about, but I do think that they so drastically affect how all of us live that it's important work to be done.
Oh yeah, I think we have to stay vigilant. Everybody has to be proactive and go out there, and I think everybody should make sure they use their vote because it's important. It's definitely important at this day and age.